The Minister for Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, has asked all institutions and government agencies to strengthen their internal control mechanisms to prevent the abuse of power and resources. He said this at the inauguration of the Management Development and Productivity Institute's Governing Board in Accra. Yawo Mirika has the details.
To ensure the effective running of the Management Development and Productivity Institute, the Minister for Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, charged the new board to redefine the role of the institute through a revision of its mandate.
I should say that we expect that you will redefine the role of the MDPI with this mandate and redefine it through a revision of its mandate and the adoption of a new strategic plan which I'm reliably informed have been worked on over the years.
Mr. Idrisu also stressed the need for a well-established relationship between productivity, compensation and welfare.
We also as a country must begin working on the relationship between productivity and compensation and welfare. To what extent is government adjusting and implementing salary structures or welfare mechanisms which leads to enhancement in productivity? So for us, the end result is not in the fact that labor feels satisfied that there's been an adjustment upwards of increases in wages and salaries. What is a concomitant increase in terms of labor's contribution to a greater or higher productivity? I think that we need to have that particular measure.
The chairman of the board, Mumin Al-Hassan, expressed gratitude for the confidence reposed in members and pledged to build on the success achieved by the previous board. The Management Development and Productivity Institute was established in 1967 under a joint Ghana government, United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and International Labour Organization, ILO project, and is now a subvented agency under the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations. The Management Development and Productivity Institute exists to promote increased productivity in both public and private organizations to enable them contribute to the growth of the economy on a sustainable basis.